Good day, everyone. Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Network, along with Tom Leffer at Leffer Commodities. Tom, once again, time for the monthly cattle on feed report. All the pre-estimates have substantial higher numbers, estimated anyway, of placements, marketings, cattle on feed. What did we actually see today?
Well, this is a much friendlier report than what the pre-report estimates were. We start with the on-feed numbers coming in at 105% of a year ago. The trade was looking for 107.9%, so much lower than expected. It is still 7% above the three-year average. It's still the third largest September on-feed report since 1996. And on the breakdown of the major states, we saw Texas 14% more on-feed than a year ago. Kansas was unchanged, but Nebraska was down 2% from a year ago. And we also noticed that in last month's report, the August on-feed was revised lower by 37,000 head. Now, the placement number, this is one that's going to really get everybody's attention. Was expecting 107.7%. It came in at 99%, which is below the low end of the estimated range. So this is quite a shock to the market. We also are still looking at that being about 4.7% above the three-year average, so still a big number. It's the third largest August placement of the past 8 years. It's also the largest monthly placement for the year of 2011 and the largest of the past 10 months. Now, Texas saw an increase in placements by 15% over a year ago, but Kansas was down 15% and Nebraska down 7% versus a year ago. On the weight breakdown of the placements, the under 600-pound category saw the big increase, 44.4% over a year ago. The 600 to 699-pound category was 6.3% less than a year ago. 700 to 799-pound category, 15.7% less than a year ago. And 800-plus-pound category, 15.3% less than a year ago. Also, looking back at last month's report, the July placements were revised lower by 20,000 head. The marketing number, a little friendlier than expected, at 107%, they was looking for 105.7. That is 9.5% above the three-year average on marketings. It is the largest August marketing of the past 4 years, and it's only the third time that we have seen in 2011 the marketing number above 2 million head. Texas saw an increase of 8% on their marketings. Kansas also an increase of 8%, and Nebraska saw an increase of 5% on their marketings. Also, we saw another revision in last month's report. July marketings were revised higher by 3,000 head. So we are looking at a much friendlier report than expected. We did see today on the close our cattle market show a little bit of strength there at the end of the day with some nice closes in the cattle, mixed closes in the feeder cattle. We did see some downside this week. We can't really attribute it to the cattle market as much as we can the influence of the outside markets. So it's a good possibility when we come back Monday morning at 9:05, we could see this cattle and feed report give this cattle market a little bit of kick to the upside.